You're listening to SBS News.
The US Vice President fronts the United Nations with an urgent appeal. In a 20-minute speech delivered to the Security Council, Mike Pence called on member states to support Juan Guaido as the rightful leader of Venezuela.
The time has come for the United Nations to recognize interim President Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of Venezuela and seat his representative in this body. This body should revoke the credentials of Venezuela's representative to the United Nations and seat the representative of the free Venezuelan government in this body without delay.
Juan Guaido, the rival of disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, now has the backing of more than 50 countries. The council meeting addressed Venezuela's humanitarian crisis, which the United States blames on the Maduro regime. But supporters of President Maduro say US sanctions are responsible, not the government. In his speech, Vice President Pence delivered a blunt rebuke to Venezuela's ambassador.
With all due respect, Mr. Ambassador, you shouldn't be here. You should return to Venezuela and tell Nicolas Maduro that his time is up. It's time for him to go. Venezuela is a failed state, and as history teaches, failed states know no boundaries. Stand with the Venezuelan people as they rise up to restore freedom, democracy, and libertad to their nation.
The Venezuelan ambassador shook his head and muttered under his breath as the statement was made. In his reply, Ambassador Samuel Moncada accused the United States of using a coup to support a puppet government.
The actions that have led to the humanitarian suffering that we are seeing in Venezuela are the direct result of a plan of economic destruction put together by the government of the United States and the United Kingdom with the goal of strangling our national economy, thus triggering the maximum degree of social suffering, eroding the capacity of our nation for self-sufficiency.
That suffering has seen Venezuela struggle with hyperinflation, food, medicine and water shortages and blackouts. This has led to mass protests in support of Juan Guaido, but there have also been rival rallies backing the Maduro regime. The UN states the crisis has led to an estimated 3.5 million people fleeing the country. According to the UN, nearly a quarter of Venezuela's 30 million people need urgent help. In the UN meeting, United Nations aid chief Mark Lowcock said more must be done to help those suffering.
Let me be clear from the outset. The United Nations is willing and able to respond, consistent with the long-standing mandate member states have agreed for principled humanitarian action. We can do more to relieve the suffering of the people of Venezuela if we get more help and support from all stakeholders.
President Nicolas Maduro met with the Red Cross earlier this week, promising to deliver more aid into Venezuela. This follows Venezuelan troops blocking of US-backed aid convoys crossing the border from Colombia and Brazil. Russia is a strong supporter of Maduro's regime, which also maintains backing from Cuba, Turkey and China, among other countries. Russia's ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, says the United States is choking Venezuela with economic restrictions.
What's preventing the end of the crisis in Venezuela are the sanctions and external interference of the internal affairs of the state. As for the internal political differences, we are convinced that only a dialogue within Venezuela itself can overcome those differences. The United States has insistently destabilized the situation in Venezuela. They have artificially provoked a crisis in this country in order to overthrow a legitimately elected leader and replace him with their pawn.
The US has drafted a resolution outlining its appeal, according to the vice president. But following his speech, President Maduro attacked Mike Pence in a televised address.
Aggressor imperialism. Today, the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, was making himself ridiculous at the Security Council in the United Nations. He cannot understand in his arrogance and prepotency, his racist supremacy. They believe they are superior to us. They believe they are superior to Venezuelans. And they believe they can give orders to Venezuela or to the world.
Mike Pence says Nicolas Maduro must step aside.
All options are on the table. But as the president said, the economic sanctions that we brought to bear on Venezuela can be a lot tougher, and the president's prepared to take even additional action. We're absolutely determined to see freedom and democracy restored in Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power, and Nicolas Maduro must go.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.